welcome to Dear Alice, a lifestyle approach to interior design. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dear Alice. We first wanted to start out by introducing Corey to some of you. We had a couple comments where like, who's Corey? And some of you might not have been with us from the very beginning. But we wanted to tell you what Corey does with us. He's our podcast producer, and he's also over special projects here at Alice Lane. Mm-hmm. And so he works on anything very special.
No, how long have you worked for us?
Almost 9 years.
Dang. That's so crazy.
Long time.
Time flies when you're having fun with Corey.
Yeah.
Okay. So Corey also has a band, so he's really good at balancing sound and making sure that we sound okay for all of you. And it's nice to have a male point of view on here too. Yep.
And he did the little ditty at the beginning of the podcast, which is so fly. Yeah. You wrote it, sang it, and did all the things. So don't be coy, Corey.
That's great. Corey, tell the people how we're doing on the podcast these days.
So we are in the top five of the U.S. design charts. In Apple. And we just heard this past week that we are top 10 in Great Britain.
That's awesome. So thanks for tuning in, guys.
I love Great Britain.
I do too.
Great Britain, we love you.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, how cool. I'm so glad that we're able to get out there. And mm-hmm. I love when people DM me and tell me that they're a listener and they give us a topic. And so the next couple podcasts are all topics that have been given to us by you. So if you guys have any requests for podcasts, we're always wondering what topics we haven't covered yet. Mm-hmm. And you guys are in your own homes and I know have several questions. So feel free to send those to Dear Alice at alicelanehome.com. That's again, Dear Alice at alicelanehome.com. And we would, or you can always DM the Alice Lane home account or Alice Lane interior design account. And we are taking all of those and we're turning them into podcasts. So thank you. Today's topic is libraries.
I love a library.
They're really great. It's kind of a luxury to have one in your own home. But like what a necessity during 2020 and even moving into 2021 to be able to have a space to set up an office, a space to get away and be by yourself and study.
I know. Well, let's call it library, studies, and offices.
Yeah.
It kind of is all, I feel like.
Or homework room for kids.
Yeah, homework room. It's kind of, again, we talked about this before, how in 2020 it taught us that every room has to have like way more functions than it did before. It's not just for that one thing, right? And so the thing that we've kind of written down some notes about just like the space plan and like, what is a library? It's not just like one big desk for the man of the house. It's not that anymore. You guys, like, this is a very multifunctional space. This is built-ins. If you have the inventory and the books to facilitate built-ins, let's do those. Let's do built-ins in the space. It is a round table for studying. It is a comfy place to lay down. And, you know, even work. I was talking to a client this morning about her office and we talked, do you need a desk? And she's like, actually, my job is mostly on my phone. She's like, I actually want a sofa to lie on while I do my work. And I'm like, fantastic. Let's switch things up. So it really is such a custom experience and the space planning and how you use it should tell that story. So you actually do use it.
Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't have to be so formal as to be sitting upright at a desk.
No, with like two chairs in front of you, like you're going to conduct an interview, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's quite intimidating. So make it a place where you and your family can use it really comfortably.
I like that. Yeah. Let's break down the space planning. Yeah. Like you said, a sofa. I mean, one of our favorite tricks at Alice Lane is the pull-up table. Mm-hmm. So that's like using a 36 inch round dining table.
36, 40 or 60, I dare say.
Yeah.
However big your room is.
And the table height on any dining table is always 30 inches and your sofa height's at 19. So it's perfect. It's almost like sitting in a banquette and it's a place to open up your laptop, to spread out your papers, to have your wedding invitations there if you need to call in and put money down on an account or whatever your to-dos are. Yeah. A large place to spread out and study. It just gives you a good surface. Or you clear it away. You play Mahjong with your friends.
We just did that for a client in Dallas. She's like, I actually just want a table. Amongst all the other things I have to do, she's like, I want my friends to come over so we can all play Mahjong. And I was just like, fantastic, let's do that. So that table can be used for so many different things. And
so great. And it's a room that you can close the door on and gossip and your kids don't have to hear you.
Thank you. Yes. Intimate moments.
Or you can take a private phone call.
Yes, I know. Right? Just, yeah, just pull away from the group and just go into your library.
Yeah.
Your library.
Definitely.
It's perfect.
I love that. Yeah. So in space planning, we've got the pull-up table. Yeah, I know we did that in Rach Parcell's, her library. So if you guys are trying to search for what that looks like, look at her library. There's a sofa with a pull-up table. And then a couple guest chairs around it. So you can gather to play Mahjong or, you know, what help with homework or whatever else. I think you could even put a piano in this room, depending on how big it is, or a keyboard.
And if music is your thing, you'll have a music library. That's probably something that you would do, Corey, because you're a musician. Yeah. So that makes more sense than having like Harvard Law books like everywhere. Like you would have Rolling Stones and cool stuff, instruments
hanging
on the wall.
Hanging on the wall.
Yeah. Exactly, which would be way, way cooler. It just kind of whatever it is that you do that you love, that's what you're going to, how we're going to space plan your room, right?
Yeah.
So
I love it. I think a couple of club chairs that are really comfortable. Mm-hmm. So you could get lost in a book. Yeah. It's just a really nice, quiet place to hide away.
Yeah, a really handsome, like a beautiful stool. If you don't have like a ladder system, just like a really beautiful like step stool so you can reach those higher shelves, I think is really lovely to inspect, you know, either items or books or whatever you have on those top shelves.
Yeah.
I think is really lovely. So
that's a great idea. I love that. Nice. I think the built-in thing, I think you guys should survey what you have to determine how much of the walls you want to be shelving versus flat walls in case you want to hang instruments on the walls, or maybe you have some really great old inherited artwork or, you know, etchings of philosophers or whatever it is that you're into. Maybe you crave more wall space. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want more shelving for all your collectibles and things from travels that you want to put on shelves. But it's a cool place to sort of show your collections and to, I don't know, it's like how you tell your story, really.
I remember.
It's like a think tank of a room.
When we were doing Rachel's, her husband at the very end, he had all these amazing artifacts from just some travels that he had in Peru. And he's like, I don't know if you're going to want even to use all these things. And they were magnificent. Like they are what made that room have a heartbeat. You know, it really told a story because they were personal items that he had collected on his travels. And yeah, it's so good.
Mm-hmm. So. I love that. That's great. My parents, we went in and did their library during COVID. We had tons of time. And I remember being down there on the weekend and me and my daughter Jane were just putting all the books in there, like by topic and light to dark, with the spines, or we were pulling the jackets off and showing the linen books. And, that's something that's a really lovely thing too, to be able to get in and organize it. My parents had so many books, they didn't fit in their shelves anymore. So after they were all stacked vertically, we had to start stuffing them in horizontally in all the open spaces. And then mom had to just start looking at things and determining if she really wanted it still or if we could toss it. And so she's one that could definitely use like two or three walls of shelving, and she only had one full wall, floor to ceiling of shelving. So
don't you think that's interesting? Like generationally, you know, like they're older. And so they had, and we were talking about this, they didn't live with eBooks, right?
Yeah.
Or Audible or anything. So they had actual books that they read. And I feel like that's such a dying thing, a dying art with our young clients.
Definitely.
Their inventory is super low. It is. Cause there is something so tangible opening up a book.
Yeah.
You know, and seeing the spine and just being able to appreciate the pages.
Definitely. I mean, and I'm not exactly like super young, like these coming up generations.
You look really young.
Thanks, Sue. I'm 45.
Just dewy cheeks.
I don't have a ton of books. I mean, I'm listening to all of my books right now on Audible. You know, it's just easier because you can multitask and get things done. Where in the old days, you would sit with an actual book and sit and study. So the library is something that we don't ever want to become extinct, but I don't know, maybe we'll slowly become collections or our parents' books. Or there are some people that really love to study with a real book today because they can sit and outline it or underline it and come in contact with it more.
Yeah, or maybe book collection. We do have quite a few books, but a lot of my books have become coffee table books because those have the images that inspire me.
Yeah.
You know, for what I do, like again, but you have like a lot of like volumes and volumes of Arc Digest and those magazines that you go back and reference, which that's such a cool collection. You may not have books, but you have those, which is such a, I think, a description for what you do. You know, you probably have like sheet music up the wazoo. You probably have
a record collection.
Records and Rolling Stones.
Yeah,
so you should showcase that. Like actually just like, I think that'd be rad to just have a whole built in, just showing all of your records and magazines. And it just, I think it's so much more individual to, I don't know, display it that way, what you're into.
Yeah, that's great. So one of the things that we also want to talk about is the aesthetic of a library. Yes. Generally, when we're putting together these rooms, people want something that is unique, kind of like a powder bath is really unique to the home. Usually people want a dark space. It's usually evokes a more sophisticated or serious mood.
Very smart.
Room. Yeah, yeah. Intelligent spaces. Okay. So dark, moody wall colors and even extending those onto the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. As you should. I would be disappointed if everything was dark and then you had like just a white ceiling. You'd be like, oh no, they forgot. Yeah. Shoot.
Definitely. Yeah. So it's a place that you kind of create a feeling in there that makes you want to get serious and study whatever it is. Or
wallpaper the ceiling.
Yes.
It'd be so fun. We did that in Susan Peters' parlor for Tiger Oak. And it was like it had a piano, it had a bookshelf, but again, they didn't have a ton of like book inventory. And so it was more of a lounge music parlor area. So yeah. I love the idea of like wallpapering. So amidst all the finish work and things that you have on the walls.
Definitely. Pianos, lounging areas, side table, or you have a bar cart. Ooh. Those are all really nice, like sort of accent things that could be in a library. And it's one of those things that is a collaborative space, I think, today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, less than just for one person or the other.
No, the whole family gets to enjoy this place.
Definitely. So. A couple of favorite things that we add to libraries, besides like maybe a bar cart, would be ladders, sliding shelves, and just super comfortable. Mm-hmm. Just ways to be comfortable, floor lamps. I think we always love a room with just lamps on.
Yeah, and especially in a deep, moody room like this, you're not going to flip the cans on.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to have that chandelier on a dimmer. Mm-hmm. And then another fun trick that we love in a built-in is the angled shelf. Oh, yeah. So that is like, if you think of like a bookshelf and they're all horizontal bookshelves or shelves going up the ladder, an angled shelf is when you actually have it popped up at an angle. So if you Google that, or I'm trying to think.
Rachel, like it could be propped up to see it while it's sitting on the shelf, like something
exactly.
Flat.
So you can actually have a book that's open. Mm-hmm. So you could be looking through an atlas or something or a book about Thailand because you're going to go travel there. And your kid calls you and you're like, okay, I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to keep you open, set you there. And then So that's the fun thing about a library or any of these spaces is you can kind of make it your mess on your discoveries and then leave. And then come back to it.
Would you display books like that, do you think?
Sure.
Yeah,
that's my favorite.
Like, this is like the raddest picture in the book. Yeah. And it needs to be shown. Yeah.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Yeah, I love that.
We're working on kind of a woman's office / library lounge space right now. And it's actually through the house and out into the garage, past the garage. And then it was in a bike room that we're turning into an office for her. It's far enough away that her kids can't find her. Mm-hmm. And she has some help with the children, but if she's in the house, then the kids always want her. And so she's changing this space to be her very own. And she just wants somewhere where she can plan their trips, you know, take care of whatever things that the woman of the house, which sometimes is the CEO of the home, or maybe it's a man that's playing the role of CEO of the home. You just need some time during the day when you're alert and awake to be able to pay bills or plan things. And it's just a place for her very own. Mm-hmm. And I thought you made a really good point, Sue, when you said that you can leave all your stuff out and then come back to it. Mm-hmm. Where like, if you're doing it at the kitchen table, then you're going to have to fold it all up, take care of it so you can serve dinner there and then get it all back out again. Yeah. So it's kind of nice to just have a place of your own where you can sort of make a mess and come back. Or if you're playing chess, you could leave it out and then come back to it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just kind of it's a space that is like an accessory to the home.
Yeah, exactly. And as you kind of analyze all the rooms that you do have, maybe you do have a room that's not being used, you know, like it's a formal living room, but you never use it. Right. But at this stage in your life, you really could. That's what this one room is that I was telling you about earlier, where she wanted the sofa. She had this room that was kind of dedicated as a playroom when her children were younger. And now, like during COVID, like they had that as like the school room. Right. But she's realizing with her business and her as the CEO of the house, plus her own business, she's like, I need a place for me and I still need a place for my kids to do homework. And so it's this evolving space, right? But if you have a space that's not being utilized, correctly, and you do need like a library and a place to just like show off your hobbies, use the space, have collaborations, then I think a library or study is such a great tool. I really, really do.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, it might even be a guest room. Maybe you only get guests once or twice a year. Then you should turn that into your library, and you can always have a sofa with a pullout bed in there, but at least you could use it year round.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah. And everybody deserves a space to be able to go in and continue their education, study what they want to, read whatever they want to, and have a place for all of that stuff so that they're not just like books sitting in boxes, you know, collecting dust.
What a shame.
Or special artifacts from your travels or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, that is libraries.
Yes. Hope you enjoyed.
Yes. Thanks for listening, guys. And we will catch you next time. Hey, thanks for listening. If you like our show, please leave a 5-star rating.